Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1306 of our trek, and it is Worldview Wednesday. Creating a biblical worldview is important in order to have the proper perspective on today's current events. To establish a biblical worldview, it is required that we also have a proper understanding of God and His Word. Our focus for the next several months on Worldview Wednesday is Mastering the Bible through a series of brief insights. These insights are extracted from a book of the same title from one of today's most prominent Hebrew scholars, Dr. Michael S. Heiser. This book is a collection of insights designed to help you to understand the Bible better. When we let the Bible be what it is, we can understand it as the original readers did and as the original writers intended. Each week, we will explore two additional insights. So today, let's look at Mastering the Bible, One Long Sermon, and Other Gods. Insight number 31. Deuteronomy is one long sermon by Moses to the Israelites. Like Leviticus and Numbers, Deuteronomy can be confusing since it seems like nothing is happening in Israel's journey. It often seems like just a lot of talking. That's because that is what it is. Deuteronomy presents its content as a lengthy speech or sermon by Moses just before the Israelites try for the second time to enter the Promised Land. Deuteronomy, therefore, begins with the end of the 40-year wandering in the desert, a punishment imposed by God for their failure to enter the land in faith for fear of the giant Anakim in Numbers 13. It's because of this unfortunate history that the Sermon of Moses starts out by rehearsing Israelites' history, warts and all, from its miraculous beginning with Abraham and Sarah to its miserable failure in Kadesh Barnea, and that's contained in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Once Israel gets that painful reminder, Deuteronomy repeats the law at Sinai, but with some changes that reflect life in the land. This is why the book is referred to in the English Bibles as Deuteronomy, a title made up of two words which means second law, deuteros plus nomos. The effect of all this is that the words of Moses are taking the people spiritually and emotionally back to Sinai so that they can start over again. But Deuteronomy is far more than a repetition of a long list of laws. Part of Moses' sermon is designed to elicit public response from the people that this time and for good, they will obey God in faith. Accordingly, chapters 27 through 30 are framed as a public covenant commitment ceremony to solidify that decision. It's serious content, too, since three whole chapters, 28 through 30, comprise a long list of curses that will happen to the people if they forsake the Lord as their God. Specifically, the promise of the land itself is tied to obedience to God. Let me read a portion of that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 21, and verses 36 and 37. But if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and do not obey all the commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come and overwhelm you. Your towns and your fields will be cursed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be cursed. Your children and your crops will be cursed. The offsprings of your herds and flocks will be cursed. Whenever you go and whatever you do, you will be cursed. The Lord himself will send on you curses, confusions, and frustration in everything you do, until at last you are completely destroyed by doing evil and abandoning me. The Lord will afflict you with diseases until none of you are left in the land that you are about to enter and occupy. The Lord will exile you and your king to a nation unknown to you and your ancestors. There in exile you will worship gods of wood and stone. You will become the object of horror, ridicule, and mockery among all the nations in which the Lord sends you. Sadly, these last statements reflect what eventually came to pass when Israel was exiled from the land. Deuteronomy is a powerful book. We need to heed it more carefully than Israel did. Let's move on to Insight 32, which is, Ancient Israelites believed the God of the nations were real. Dr. Heiser has brought up Deuteronomy chapter 32 a couple times already. Part of that important Old Testament chapter refers back to the Tower of Babel incident, where the earth was divided into nations listed in Genesis chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 8, also when compared to Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 19 and 20, tells us that God allotted the nations among the sons of God when he decided to punish the rebellion at Babel and divide the earth. Israel would soon after be the Lord's portion on earth, Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 19 and 20 is a parallel passage that tells us that the sons of God were the forces in heaven, a term also used in 1 Kings chapter 22 verse 19. In Kings, the armies of heaven are the spiritual beings assembled before God who helped decide wicked King Ahab's fate. We also saw earlier how this incident, as described in Deuteronomy chapter 32 verses 8 and 9, led to a cosmic geographical worldview, where Israel was holy ground and all the other nations were under the dominions of hostile gods. The story of the Old Testament is basically Israel and its God against the nations and their little g gods. For ancient Israelites, the sons of God who presided over the nations were real entities. Spiritual warfare was Israelites' daily reality. Another verse in Deuteronomy 32 drives home this point. Just after discussing how God divided the nations and allotted them to lesser gods, Deuteronomy chapter 32 verses 15 and 17 has a sad refrain. But Israel soon became fat and unruly. The people grew heavy, plump, and stuffed. Then they abandoned the God who made them. They made light of the rock of their salvation. They stirred up his jealousy by worshiping foreign gods. They provoked his fury with detestable deeds. They offered sacrifices to demons, which are not God, to gods that they had not known before, to new gods only recently arrived, to gods their ancestors had never feared. Verse 17 tells us that, despite of repeated warnings, Israel turned to idolatry. Israelites worshiped the gods of the other nations. Notice how these entities are referred to as demons. The god of the other nations were not mere idols. They were real spiritual entities hostile to God and his people. Interestingly, Paul quotes Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 17 in his discussion of eating food offered to idols in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 19 through 22. Paul doesn't use only the word idols in his warning. He explains that there are spiritual entities behind and beyond the idols, which are referred to as demons in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 20 through 22. The biblical people believed in unseen spiritual conflict. It was real to them. Is it real to you? And that will conclude this week's lesson from another two insights from Dr. Heiser's book, Mastering the Bible. Next Worldview Wednesday, we will continue with two additional insights. I believe that you'll find each Worldview Wednesday an interesting topic to consider as we build our biblical worldview. Tomorrow we will continue with our 3-minute humor nugget that will provide you with a bit of cheer, which will help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,305 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.